Alexandra Savia auf Flux FM mit Mirage. Das ist ein Auszug aus ihrer tollen Debütplatte Belladonna of Sadness, über die wir jetzt sprechen müssen. Auch wenn die Stücke schon vor zweieinhalb Jahren komponiert worden sind, ist die Platte nun erst rausgekommen und wird nun erst live präsentiert von Alexandra Savia. Und wir werden mal gucken, wie das so war, mit Alex Turner von den Arctic Monkeys zu komponieren und ob sie das nochmal machen würde oder ob man sagt, nächstes Mal lieber alleine. Sie ist bei mir im Studio und ich sage, hello and welcome, Alexandra.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm dead inside.
You're dead inside?
Yeah.
Your eyes look kind of lively, though. There's a sparkle in your eyes still, so it's not that bad. I don't have to check the pulse or something.
How are you?
I'm dead inside, too.
Yes.
But we won't bring our listeners down with that. We have to talk about more uplifting stuff in the next few minutes. Where are you coming from today, Alex?
Paris.
Oh, wow. La Cité de l'Amour. Did you play a show there or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. And how was that?
It was wonderful, yeah.
Cool. Congratulations on that. And congratulations on the fact that you're touring your very first record now. Although we've just talked to each other and I found out that there must be some strange moments when you're touring songs that you've written like 2.5 or 3 years ago, because all those writing sessions with Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys, they happened in 2014 and 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how strange is it for you to present those old school songs once again?
Oh, it's sort of like reading a journal entry from when you were a teenager.
Yeah.
But to the entire world.
So. No, I really thought so, because, I mean, when you're a young person, like 2, 3, or 4 years are a long period of time.
Yeah,
many developments happen in that time, right? But yeah. I still think that you could live with those songs pretty well, because I mean it's not childish stuff or naive music that you've recorded back then. I think it's still presentable. It still has something to do with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I've read that you didn't even know Alex Turner too much before you entered the studio with him or when you started working with him.
No.
What was the reason for you to work with him then in the first place? Do you remember that? Or?
I was struggling because I was co-writing with a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
And so the label asked me if I would want to write with one person. And a lot of suggestions came up, and I met with a lot of people, and then Alex was one of them, and it kind of clicked, I guess. So
it's a vibe thing, right? It's still about the vibe when it comes to
it's
meeting
all about
someone.
The vibe.
No, I mean it's people didn't use that word for like 2 decades because it was like a thing from the 80s, you know, the vibe. But it still exists, and I think in moments like that, it's really important that you click with someone.
Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting that you didn't even know too much about his music, that you're just like, well, I seem to get along with him, so let's try and write some stuff.
It's pretty naive.
I think it's good, though, because if you had known his stuff, there would have been other expectations maybe, or the vibe would have been gone.
Yeah,
you know
probably
what I'm
would have been a little awkward.
Yeah, and I mean, it can be intimidating to work with someone when you know his oeuvre and all his songs and you like everything that he or she has done before and he stuck working. And it can be intimidating.
Yeah.
I think it was good that you didn't know him. Ignorance is bliss sometimes. James Ford was producing the whole thing. He's another big shot as well.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, musicians tend to do more and more of the production stuff on their own. Like, you know, back in the days, musicians were just composing their stuff, then they were looking for a producer to help them find their sound. And I think it's a good time to get into the production stuff or the production side more nowadays, because it's cheaper and everybody has an Audio Logic or a Pro Tools on his on his computer. Is that something that you're interested in? Did you get inspired by James's job? Are you looking into the production things more, or?
Yeah, I think I was. I think I'm more of a singer songwriter than a producer, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see James, I didn't know how to make a record, and you know, it was all very new to me. And so to see James working alongside Alex and how they sort of turned it into something that was whole was a big learning process.
Yeah, and I really think it's inspiring. It's like you say that the film is always made three times. It's when you write the script, then you do the shooting, and then you do the cutting, the editing of the movie. Those, and it's the same with music, right? You compose a song, you rehearse it a few times, and you play it into the studio mics, and you still have to mix it and master it. Mm-hmm. And I've realized that mixing and mastering and producing your own song has become part of the composition process more and more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like more and more artists are like, yeah, but I want that exact sound to happen on my record. And that's why, yeah, it's part of the composition now. So you're probably gonna dive into that field more in the near future. Or are you happy with people like James, and are you going to call him again?
I might dip my toes in. I don't know if I'll dive in, but I don't know. I need help still. So
yeah. I mean, it's cool. Whatever is cool for you, as long as you know what you're looking for, and as long as you know how to communicate with people like James Ford to get what you're looking for. I think it's all good. Because there's a little danger in having a producer from the outside. It didn't happen to you. I mean, your music sounds great, and I really think it sounds like the music that you wanted to hear. But I mean, there's artists who go into the studio and they get the wrong producer, and they come out and they're the unhappiest persons in the world because their songs have been destroyed production-wise.
No, I was lucky.
Yeah, you were. Let's listen to a brilliant production, another brilliant production by James Ford und Alexandra Selvia. MTME heißt so viel wie Music to My Ears. Alexandra Selvia nochmal mit Music to My Ears, ein Auszug aus der Platte Belladonna of Sadness. Sie ist immer noch bei mir, die Künstlerin, die aus Portland stammt, die zwischendurch aber auch mal nach Los Angeles gezogen ist, dann war sie mal in London. Mittlerweile ist sie wieder zurück in Portland, Oregon und freut sich, dass es regnet. I've read that you kind of like were sick of the bad weather in Portland, Oregon, then you moved to LA, and then you got sick of the sunshine, so you moved back.
Yeah, I think I got sick of the people more.
Okay, the Californians.
Hey, dude.
We've just talked about the fact that those songs on the album are kind of like old school songs to your ears because you've made them in 2014, 2015. Mm-hmm. Have you worked on new material constantly since then? Have you written more stuff or what's happening?
Yeah, loads.
Yeah. But on your own or did you team up with somebody?
Yeah, no, I haven't worked with anybody since Alex, so it's all my own. So it's probably pretty bad.
No, I don't think so. I mean, the adventure of the first album and the experiences of the first album, if you can just suck that in and, you know, and mix it up and put it out again in form of music and lyrics, I think it's going to work.
Yeah, I'm mixing it up.
Yeah. And it's the cool thing about music. You don't have to be a fucking genius on your instrument or the best singer in the world. If there's soul in it or if there's a certain feeling, if there's a vibe happening, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, you just have to. It's easy. You can just fill it up with, you know, sort of mediocre instrumentations.
I mean, I was a huge punk fan when I was a kid, so none of my favorite bands were good musicians.
Or, yeah.
You know?
It's more about, yeah.
Or they were good musicians, but only in their field. If you would have asked them for a jazz lick, they wouldn't even understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But it's nice, though. I love that. When you work on new songs, another thing that I found out today, when you work on new songs, you often do that while driving in your car. Is that true?
Yeah.
But it sounds pretty dangerous, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of hard with the guitar. I just guitar and keyboard in the passenger seat. And
okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
And it's so the driving, it's kind of like an inspirational thing to you, seeing things fly by. And
I think it's the time I feel like I have the most privacy.
Oh. Do you know the band Car Seat Headrest?
No.
It's a band that's been made in a car. And it's called Car Seat Headrest because while the singer was like recording his vocals, it's all he could see was the car seat headrest. Oh. It's a sad thing, but he did it for the same reasons than you did. He was like, it's the most private room that I know. This is one car that my parents don't use anymore. So he recorded his entire LP. He recorded the vocals in there because he was scared. It's a brilliant album. You should listen to it. Car Seat Headrest. You should probably listen to it. I think it's going to be nice. Do you have any wishes when it comes to guests or collaborators for the next album? Do you have somebody in mind or will you just keep composing and wait for the moment to...
I do, but I don't want to jump the gun because I still have a lot of songs that I need to... Yeah, it's definitely... I don't feel that it's completed the next record and it needs a bit of time, but I do have a person in mind, but I'm very superstitious, so I don't want to say it.
I get that. I get that. But do you have plans for... Because, I mean, we've... established that those songs were written a long time ago or more than 2 years ago. Do you have something in mind that you definitely want to change? Is there like an idea for a new sound or are you just going for the songs and see what's happening?
I think it will probably be a lot less pop sounding and a little more like warm and sort of old-fashioned.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I'm looking forward to listening to
it. Or I'll
put
out a techno record and just
I mean, why not? The thing is, and it's an advantage. I mean, there's so many disadvantages of the industry that's not happening anymore and people don't buy records not as many records as they used to buy back in the days. But I think there's a certain freedom that's happening just because of that for a musician, because you don't have to stick to certain formulas anymore, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, for this record, we wrote it all on tape and and recorded the whole thing on tape. So I guess we really did kind of have those restrictions in a way.
Yeah.
I think that's actually a good thing to do because you can't avoid the modern... you can't avoid modern influences, but you can.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of try to stick to what's natural.
Yeah, and what I love about tape recorded stuff is the fact that there's always some tiny little small mistakes, or sometimes it's good because
there's
you
always
can,
like.
No, you can. Yeah, you can listen to those songs way more often than to a song that's been produced perfectly on a computer with every little mistake erased, you know?
Yeah.
These are boring.
We're flawed.
Kids, it's going to be nice. It's going to be a good thing when Alexandra Savior is coming back with her second album. It's going to be sometime in 2018, I hope.
I hope so, too.
Cool. Heute Abend aber wird sie erstmal hier in Berlin spielen. Und zwar im Austerclub steht jetzt hier auf dem Ablaufplan. Ich hatte eigentlich das Quasimodo im Hinterkopf. Egal. Torben Lehning am Telefon wird wissen, wo er euch hinschickt, wenn ihr durchkommt. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Berlin 2000 9000. Jetzt anrufen für Tickets für Alexandra Savior. Die junge Künstlerin spielt heute Abend im Austerclub oder unter Umständen auch im Quasimodo. Ich habe hier beides stehen. Torben Lehning wird Bescheid wissen. 030 2000 9000. Auch ich werde gleich nochmal rausfinden, wo das Konzert stattfindet und euch darüber informieren, damit die Leute, die jetzt nicht durchkommen und die trotzdem hingehen wollen, indem sie Tickets kaufen, damit auch die wissen, wo es hingeht. Alexandra, it was a great pleasure to be talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
I'll see you next year. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have great fun at tonight's show. See ya.
Thanks.